It's time to talk Rockport Blue Jay football. Coach Dalton Jones joins us here. His Rockport Blue Jays last week, number one team in the state. They took on number five Platte Valley after a couple, 3 weeks, our coach, where the opponents were having kind of down years, facing a team that was ahead of you in the district points for that number one spot, and you whipped them 74-28. Big win last weekend.
Yeah, no, it was a huge win for us. You know, they came out of the gates really, really firing. They got the ball to start the game, and they went down. I can't remember if we stopped them or if they scored right away. I think we stopped them, then we got the ball. They shut us down, and then we gave up a touchdown. So that was the first time we had trailed in a game. And, you know, they were doing some good stuff. You know, they ran some hurry-up stuff at us, and we were kind of on our heels a little bit. But I was super proud of our guys for how we responded later. We kept fighting, just grinding out some yards. And, you know, we trailed in that game twice early. And so I was kind of curious how we would respond and get in a situation like that when we haven't done that all year. But we kept fighting, kept plugging away. And then, you know, we just kind of settled in on the back of our offensive line and Brock Holmes, who broke several for long yardage, ended up finishing just – a couple radio play stations had us under 500, under like 491, 490. Our books had him about like 520 something, 39 carries and like 8 touchdowns. So, I mean, obviously when you have a runner like that, you want to keep feeding him. But when you have the offensive line played so well that we were able to just keep grinding that out. And, yeah, we just pulled away. Got a big touchdown late in the first half, and then got the ball right back out at half or after the half and scored again. So we really pulled away there late in the first half and then in the second half. So that's just a huge testament to our guys for them to keep fighting and keep playing it one play at a time. And it was just a good win for us overall to set us up well for the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt. Brock Holmes, you had five. Your stats are the ones that are official, so those are the ones that count, over 500 yards rushing. Does he have a chance to be a cross-country runner? I mean, it's the same thing. As nobody could stop. He just kept running. So, I mean, good Lord, that's just unheard of.
Yeah, no, it was a big night for him. I mean, big night for him. I hope he doesn't ever go out for cross-country because then I lose. But, no, he runs really hard, and he'll be the first one to give credit to the offensive line. But he is such a hard runner. He is finding the gaps. He's gotten a lot better throughout the year. It's just fun to see him grow and see him make those strides. Now, he understands he's not always going to get that, you know, every game. But
right.
He takes very seriously his cuts and, you know, finding the gaps and trying to understand what the defense is doing. So, you know, he's really working hard, but the offensive line is doing their jobs also, and they're getting better, so that helps him out a ton.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could see last year when he wasn't necessarily the featured back for you, but there was a lot of talent there last year, and it's certainly come to the forefront this year with him. Just 65 points a game you're averaging here, but another tough one this week. Now, you get caught here because you're going to get a week off. That's good because you got the number one seed. Hopefully you get a win this week for your squad. Mountain City's coming down. They're 6-2. And it's a rivalry game, and, you know, Mount City, one of their big hopes, I would think, would be, well, maybe they'll overlook us a little bit, but I think Mount City Rockport, that just doesn't happen, does it?
I sure hope not. I think our guys are taking it very seriously. You know, last year, one of our talking points that we started the week out with was last year, you know, we were in this very same spot, 8-0, ranked highly in the state. We had locked in the one seed in our district, and we go over to Platte Valley, and actually we don't play well. You know, we don't play well at all. We end up getting beat. So, you know, I thought, you know, when we look back on it, I thought, well, you know, we were a better team then, or we were the better team, I guess, in that matchup, and we just didn't play like it. So we could easily just get caught up in like the hype and get caught up in the situation and understand, you know, where we're at and like, oh, we've already got stuff locked up. We got a week off next week. So, you know, who cares? But, you know, it's senior night. It's, like you said, a rivalry game, you know, a chance to go, to finish this out the right way, you know, go 1-0, but then end our regular season 9-0. You know, we haven't done that since 2017. We want to win the conference outright. So there's still some stuff, there's still meat on the bone that we need to go, take advantage of this week. That's not going to be easy. They're going to pose some issues for us, and they're going to be challenging, but so we have to be ready to go. And I think our guys just are excited to, you know, honor our seniors, play one last home game here in the regular season, and, you know, then take care, you know, just try to take care of business and, you know, end our season the right way.
Coach, we're going to call that good for the coaches show today. We'll talk to you in the pregame show tonight, get more into the nuts and bolts of the game, but congratulations on being 8-0, and we'll see what happens tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, John. I really appreciate it.
That's our Rockport Coaches Show for this week. You can hear the Blue Jays host the Mountain City Panthers tonight. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:35 for a pregame show on Sunny 101.3.